Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of the program, and I tell you what, AI strikes again. We had to fact check, or at least we got fact checked by one of the Tolos and Fatties out there from the 972. So one of the questions that we asked, courtesy of ChatGPT, what baseball team won four World Series between 2000 and 2010? And they said the Red Sox. Well, as the 972 so eloquently pointed out, that's wrong. They won four World Series, but just not between 2000 and 2010. It's between 2000 and 2020 is when they won the four World Series. Nonetheless, it still doesn't stop the fact that Jake absolutely wiped the floor with Kevin and Trevor. But you guys, look, I'll give you guys credit. You didn't back down. You put up a good fight. Or did they?
I'll give myself and Trevor credit. We didn't ask for answer choices on a lot of them, not all of them anyway.
Well, because you couldn't. I mean, you guys were down so early that you had no choice. But we'll give you the old kind of like the fat kids that have outnumbered the skinny kids. You know, you guys are trying, or are you, or are you? I guess that's the real question. But I'll tell you what, can Degenerate Jake go follow him on Twitter right now? For two reasons. One, you know, give him an air high five. Congratulate him. What's his Twitter? @Jacob_Rega?
I don't know.
I think that's pretty simple.
Okay. So JACOB, common spelling, _REGH.
There's an I in there.
That's where it throws people off.
There's an I in there, isn't there?
There's no I in there. It's REGH.
Where would the I be? I thought it was REIGH. That's not how he spells his name.
You've been spelling his name wrong the entire time.
His name's New Guy Jake on my phone, so.
That's what it is. Actually, mine's New Guy Jake, the fan.
Yeah. However I meet people, that's how it stays. You don't transition usually to a newer spot. Yours still says Fred Davis, the fan.
Let me get this right. Blake, if you meet somebody and you spell their name wrong or incorrectly in your phone and you find out it was spelled a different way, you're not going to change it, right?
Correct. It's how I remember it.
So is old girl going to be face for content?
Face for content is an easy way to keep up with her. I need to go to the gym. See, now I got to make sure I go at the same time tomorrow because I went a little bit later today. I usually go around like 10:30, 11.
Yeah. What time did you go today?
I went around like 12:30.
No, you got to let it happen naturally. You got to let it happen naturally. Let's reset this real quick.
You thinking next week?
No, you just got to.
Next time I see her.
You've got to go back to doing your normal time frame. Okay, yeah. Because it's kind of like chasing points.
Yeah.
Right? You start, going after 2-point conversions, you're stressing.
Get away from running the ball.
Exactly. You get away from the game plan. Let the game come to you.
Stick to the game.
Okay? You know what works for you. All right? You broke the ice a little bit, all right? But now you got to go back to the lab and figure out, okay, this is what I mean, again, there's a lot of positives
to take
from the interaction.
Should I study anything from her and then use that? in conversation.
I don't know that you
I noticed
wanna...
you had a bunch of flowers on your Instagram, so I brought you some.
I was looking at your August 12th posting. A couple things came to mind. Again, just
Who am I to bring it up?
Who am I? I've only got 151,000 fewer followers than you do. But my point is this. My point is this. Okay? I just want to see if you can take constructive criticism.
What do you think it would take for me to get on that following list, huh? Seems mighty stingy over there. Under 1,000.
I think you can get on that list. I do.
I mean, I've had girls of that caliber follow me back, so I'm sure we could do it. I just got to build it.
Yeah, but you're not trying.
You got to build it in person.
But you're not trying to just get her to be a follower.
No. I'd love to take her on a date.
Yeah.
That's a girl where she said, Blake, I want a date. Let's do it.
You're doing it. let's do it. Because I think she would understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah. She's a, I don't want to give away too much, but she's on her.
She's on a grind, man. She's grinding as well. I mean, again, she's got a face for content, and that's
exactly. If it's
exactly,
meant to be, it'll be. Give it to God.
I do think you need to shoot another shot, though.
Yeah, I'm
100% on board with you shooting another shot.
Half the reason I said something is because I had never seen it before. It's not like some girl that's been coming for a while and I've been gawking at. Like, I had never seen her. It literally felt like I was dreaming. I was like, are you real? I have to come talk to you. Face for content.
I mean, look, if it moves you, if the spirit moved you like that.
It was tough. I'm glad I was at the end of my workout when I saw her. I only had like one workout left because I'd have been very distracted.
Or maybe you would have worked out harder.
I need the Rams to score a touchdown and get an extra point for me to cover. It's not looking likely. They might win, but.
Yeah, they're not going to cover. No, they need 8.5 points. I mean, there's no 8.5 points. I mean, they're down 3. So, I mean, they're done.
Get to the rankings.
All right. Well, we're going to have to collaborate on this.
Okay. You want me to give you mine?
Let me do my top 5.
Okay.
Are the Jags there?
Glad you asked that. They're actually in my middle 5.
Someone said ignore her, she'll come around. That's not how this works. I'm not that much of a reference.
Just getting ready to say.
Maybe if we already went to coffee, yeah, but I am not in her mindset where if I ignore her, she's going to come barking at me at the gym.
I'm going to tell you this. I remember my grandpa gave me the worst dating advice ever one time. I mean, to the point where I was like, Grandpa, I'm never going to ask you for advice on women ever again. When there was this girl that I thought was cute in my Spanish class. Okay. I mean, this chick was hot. And
what was her name, if you don't mind me asking?
I have no idea.
Make up one.
Melissa.
So that's all the Melissas listening.
Hey, all you Melissas out there.
How many Tolos do you think have a wife named Melissa?
7.
I'm going to go 11. Continue.
If you know Melissa, 877-881-1053. So I asked my grandpa, we were at Chili's, considering Chili's was talked about during the crosstalk today.
Like queso.
I think we even had some skillet queso. Rest in peace, John Vincent Clennon, by the way. Much love, Grandpa. I know you're looking down laughing. So I told him, I said, you know, there's this girl that I really like, and she's cute, and I want to ask her out. And he says, go up to her and say.
Rams just fumbled on the one.
That's ball game. It's ball game. He said, go up to her and say, what are you doing here?
I don't know if that would work nowadays. Might as well ask her.
This was in 2004. This was 21 years ago.
What are you doing? what kind of face posture did he tell you to have?
I just remember sitting across from my grandpa at the Chili's and thinking to myself, man, what the hell did you just say?
I'm going to try that one. You've got a face for content. What are you doing here? They go hand
now,
in hand.
If you, okay.
That's a combo.
Now, if you combo piece it.
It's a combo.
It's though. Not bad.
You got a face for content. What are you doing here? And you got to really emphasize here.
But be careful about how you. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Why are we not doing stuff outside of here?
Why are we doing things outside of here? Yeah. So anyway, just look at that. All right, here we go. My top 5.
Don't look at the last text. That's messed up. Y'all are too much.
Oh,
I'm not
man.
Read it because
I'm going to read it. Melissa is definitely a big girl name. No, it's not. I mean, any name could be qualified as that.
Yeah, you don't know what they're going to be in the womb. Okay, what's your top 5?
Number 5. You want to go 5 to 1 or 1 to 5?
Give me 5 to 1.
5 to 1. Number 5?
Who just missed the cut for you?
I don't know.
You didn't debate any names. You just knew your top five. It just came.
I'll tell you who the Rams. But I felt like they were going to lose this game, or you know, kind of. But again, it's a Thursday night game, divisional, so you can't take it too seriously. But they were kind of on my outside looking in, and then also I had the Seahawks as potentially like kind of being outside looking in. So there you go. And then the Chargers were another one of my teams on the outside looking in. So number five, bit of a homer pick, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay,
bit of a homer pick. But I think you saw the night and day difference of what this offense is going to look like. First of all, with Xavier Worthy and the difference they looked like. And this offense could get criminal when Rashee Rice comes back. I mean, that's the difference that this team looked with just Xavier Worthy in the mix. Still got plenty of questions at running back, but I'm telling you right now, it may not matter. Number four, the Buccaneers. Okay, big fan of the Buccaneers. I think even though they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, the problem with the Bucs, and they'd be undefeated, they need to stop starting out so slow. That's the biggest problem with the Buccaneers right now is they're a second half team, but you got to stop letting teams score or spotting, you know, 2-3 touchdown leads. All right, you're not going to win that way because it's just again it's a tough road to hoe when you come back. But I like the Bucs at number four, Detroit number three. They might be the hottest team in football right now. Philly number two, and the Buffalo Bills at number one.
Okay, at 32, at the worst team in the entire NFL, Blake had the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, they're horrific.
I think it's safe to say that their coach is on the hot seat. Nothing looks good offensive, really. Now the defense is starting to not fall apart. Number 31, I've got the New York Football Jets.
I'm with you on that.
At number 30, I have the Saints, which is actually an improvement because they're usually at the bottom, and I think Spencer Rattler's playing some darn good football right now. At 29, I have the Dolphins, who just lost their wide receiver for the season in Tyreek Hill.
They did.
And at 28, I have the Carolina Panthers. I don't really know where to put them. One day they're blowing out the Falcons, and next week they're getting skunked as well. So I got them at 28. Some teams that got out of the bottom rankings, the Giants, I do not have as one of the five worst teams in the league. And the Browns, I do not have as one of the worst five teams in the league. Now you look at the middle rankings.
I will take the only team I'll slide out at number 28, Cincinnati.
That's a great pick.
I'm putting Cincinnati at 28. If they
play the Panthers tomorrow?
That team is... Oh, no, the bad. Panthers are winning.
They're bad.
In fact, I don't know that I would expect... I mean, I think... I wouldn't pick Cincinnati to beat the Jets right now.
So should I add them since Cincinnati?
I think you definitely... You might need to do a 5A, 5B.
Yeah.
I mean, Cincinnati is a dumpster fire. At least with the Browns, there's something about the A.
Well, the Browns are out of the top five. They're not in the bottom.
They've got a top five defense, mm-hmm. and they're just good quarterback play away from being a formidable foe.
Rams just got the ball back in a big punt return, and but there was a flag.
Although it did look like he stepped out of bounds about 10 yards previously, but there's a flag on the play. But the Rams could get right back in this thing.
Now, here's my middle five. These are the mid teams of the NFL. I'll read them 16 to 12 real quick. Vikings, Jags, Steelers, Broncos, Ravens. Ravens at the top of the mid-rankings.
I was going to say, you like that Ravens just for the simple fact that you like their upside.
I do, but I mean, I'm dropping them. They've been in the top six all year. This is one of their lowest rankings to date. They're 1-3. Not much has looked good on the defense side of the ball, and now you lose your quarterback for the next couple weeks. So I got them at 12. I still think even with Cooper Rush, they could beat the teams behind them.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a tough road sledding. Some teams that are out of that mid-five that are going closer towards the bottom are the Falcons and the Texans. They are trending in the wrong way. The Cowboys did not make the mid 15, so they're somewhere in between 16 and 28. Now for the top five with you gentlemen.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let me give you I'll give you
on the fly.
On the fly. My mid five.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the and this is in no particular order. Okay? Just take it. It's like a grab bag, my friend. Wow, what a throw in between two receivers. Cardinals, Jags, Packers, Patriots, and Steelers.
Now, those teams that I all named, did you have them higher up or lower down? Like Ravens, Broncos, Vikings, Steelers. Or you said Steelers, but Ravens, Broncos, do you have them higher up?
Ravens, I'm dropping them.
Are they below the mid-pack?
I've got them. So they're in a weird place because I just don't know what to believe. Because you and I talked about this yesterday. Their defense just isn't going to get better. Mm-mm. They're just too broken down on defense.
And they just lost their D tackle for the entire year.
And it just feels like this is going to be one of those lost years for the Ravens where they finish like 6-11 and they end up getting like a, you know, 10th or 11th draft pick. And you say to yourself, okay, why is Baltimore? But they make, you know, they have somebody, because it's going to be a good draft, or at least it's supposed to be. And so you get a Ravens team that's going to go out and get somebody good in a spot that they're not normally in.
I think that's a fair take. I still got them in those mid-pack of teams. I still think they're a decent football team. Okay, top five. These are the teams that just missed. The Chargers did not make Blake's top five. The Colts, they were a close ad. They did not make Blake's top five, even though they played really well against the Rams. The Packers, how I saw them play against Dallas, I cannot have them in a top five.
I'm with you 1,000%.
I cannot have them in a top five anymore. So my top five reads as so. At number five, the Kansas City Chiefs. Give respect where it's due.
Wow. Hold on.
Fred has taken off his hat. I got to give respect where it's due.
Did I hear what I think I just heard?
The Chiefs, their defense, maybe we, and by we I mean me, overcorrected and said it wasn't legit this year. But we are shown since maybe week one was the blunder and that wasn't who the Chiefs were. I like what I saw on defense. I like Xavier Worthy adding another element. And you are going to get Rashee Rice. They still have not a great running game.
Yeah.
And there's still some questions within the team about who's going to be an option outside of Xavier Worthy. But I do like them.
Tyquan Thornton, baby. You added him to your fantasy team.
There's a lot of bad teams below them. So, like, if Packers and Chiefs play tomorrow, I'm taking the Chiefs. At number four, I've got the team that's on our screen right now. I got the Los Angeles Rams. Their offense is so firepowered. They got a bunch of different guys they can get the ball out to. Matthew Stafford still wheeling and dealing in that defense with Jared Verse and the boys is still legit. At number three, I've got the Buccaneers. You know, I got to stay faithful.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you might be saying, Blake, they lost. I don't know how to say this in a good in a ethical way, but I just feel like they played a better game than the Philadelphia Eagles. I know they lost. But the Buccaneers,
they played a better second half. I mean,
first half was scary because
Philly played a good first half.
Philly's defense was legit. If you missed the game, their defense was swarming Baker in that first half. But tail two halves, I got the Bucs at three. I just believe in them. Maybe it's a little bit of blind faith.
I mean, I got them at four.
At two, I got the Lions, and at one, I got the Bills. So the Eagles.
Oh, Philly, not even in your top five.
Not even in my top five.
You hate the Philadelphia Eagles. You really
hate
do.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
And I'm not gonna let the cape.
Prisoner of the moment.
I'm not going to let the cape go over my head. Blake, they're 4-0. Yeah, but I'm watching the damn football games. I feel like Rex Ryan.
I was gonna say, well, you're on one right now.
And their offense is terrible. I know that they're 7 points. They are 32 or 31 or 30 in every other.
They can score some points now. But they just find ways to win.
Because they're batting 1,000 in the red zone, Fred. Do you think they'll continue to do that throughout the season, especially in the playoffs? Batting 1,000 in the red zone.
Of course not.
So at some point, some regression is going to happen, and if you do not get A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith involved in the offense, I think at some point it's safe to say that this Eagles offense is going to come back down to the medium, and Saquon Barkley hasn't looked world-beating this year. You got injuries along the O-line. I will give Jalen Hurts, he is a winner. Yeah. And the Eagles in general, they're getting it done, very Chiefs-esque.
We do forget that this is their third OC in 3 years. I mean, if we're going to give the same deference to the Cowboys as far
negative 8 yards and a half and 0 yards and a half. Do you think that's just on the new OC? At some point, we got to look at Jalen Hurts, too.
Jalen Hurts is not playing great football.
Negative 8 and 0 yards in four of their last 8 quarters of football.
By the way, they're trying for a game-tying field goal here in Los Angeles. That didn't get blocked, and that looks like it's going to
make it.
All right. 23-23. This game is going into overtime. Another great segment by us. All right, Blake's got some Fred lines coming up for you next. And final segment, we're going to have a Q&A with Blake Elliott. What has he learned in these first 25 years of life? What has he learned? We'll find out more. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We need to get the WNBA commissioner on the show.
See what she's doing. Kathy Engelbert.
She's going to be out of a job here pretty soon anyway.
Her and Rory. Rory McIlroy.
I didn't hear any shots for Scotty. What's going wrong with this American golf crowd? They're doing too much.
It's quite unprofessional.
I mean, here's the thing, though. When did American golf fans become such a-holes?
They were screaming at Royal.
Like, that was insane. I mean, come on, man. You're going to throw a beer at his wife?
What are wild
we,
out there,
what
man.
Are we doing?
Hey, everyone said they wanted excitement in golf, a little trash talking.
Boy, they got it.
It's not quite nice.
I mean, there's no shoits. No shoits for Scheffler. My God.
Unbelievable. Unstinking believable. All right, special edition of Fred Lyons, Blake style.
We're going to do it audio style, Khaki right, Kev style. I saw a couple clips that came across my timeline today that said, hey, the Tolos, the Fatties, they need to hear this. First one's going to be Justin Fields.
You love your audio.
Next are going to be all Dallas Mavericks related. Some old.
Let's do it.
Some old wounds, some new aspirations. We'll go to Khaki Kev.
All right, let's play this Fields audio first.
I mean, we're blessed at the end of the day. You look at the bigger picture in life. You know, we're getting paid well to play a child sport. So I think that's one. You know, just like I said, just looking at the bigger picture, no matter what everybody goes through, at least this is my mindset. No matter what I go through in this game, I'm always going to keep a positive mindset just because I know how blessed I am. But in kind of other terms, what I think you're looking for is, you know, like I said, after the game Sunday, you know, we've lost three games by one score. So I think, you know, that's a positive to look at. And I think if we clean up, you know, turnovers, penalties, that's definitely going to put us in a better position to secure those wins instead of, you know, saying we're close and this and that. But I'm just, you know, focusing on us, not necessarily our opponents, but fixing everything that we can to put ourselves in the best position to win.
Social media saying the Jets season is over because when you're asked about being 0-4 and what your thoughts are about it, and the first thing out of your mouth is, hey, I'm just blessed to play this game. We're playing a child sport and we're getting paid for it. And you start doing the big picture stuff after week five. Do you buy into that? Are the Jets cooked and he's already thinking long term and he's not locked into the season?
I will say this. I understand you said social media. This is a Dove Kleiman tweet, so take that as you will.
Of course, of course.
I mean, it's just, it's audio. It's look, he what do we want him to say? We're going to rattle off the next 13 wins?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's exactly what I want.
If this was Madden,
I mean. That's exactly what my quarterback to say. When he starts doing the big picture, I do buy into that. We're like, hey, man, we're just. It's Justin Fields.
Like, what'd you expect?
Like Russell Wilson or Russell Westbrook. Hey, like, it's just a game. We're just here to have fun. When you start doing that, like, hey, it's just a game, guys. Why are y'all making such a big deal about wins and losses? Like, we're out here playing a child sport. We're getting paid for it. And it's like, oh, they're cooked. When you hear that from your franchise quarterback.
Well, first of all, Justin Fields is nobody's franchise quarterback. Let's get that straight.
Right? You going to let that slide, Kevin?
Hey, we're still holding on hope. Mathematically, it's still possible.
Kevin, didn't you tweet out that picture?
Oh, I like, did.
In the
They're
first
off to
half
a hot start. Hot
I mean,
start.
Khaki Kevin was ready to
we're not wavering
crown
either.
The Jets as Super Bowl champs
we're not wavering.
In the first half against the Steelers.
Speaking of champs, the Dallas Mavericks were not successful at becoming champs when they had Luka a part of Kyrie Irving. Well, Ryan Russillo. Make sure I'm saying his name right.
Ryan Russillo.
Was on the Three Man Weave podcast with, had our boy not Anthony, what's his name? Reeves. What's Reeves' first name?
Oh, Austin Reeves.
Austin. I was completely blank. I called him Anthony Reeves. Austin Reeves. And I just think it's, I thought about you, Fred, as soon as I saw this clip.
Yeah.
He's breaking down the why and how crazy it was from the LA perspective of when Luka got traded for Anthony Davis. I think It's not really new points, but I think it is just interesting kind of hearing it framed like this.
I think we know enough of the story is that Nico was obsessed with Kobe.
Yeah.
And he had that relationship with Pelinka forever. And then...
1 second. That's the wrong audio. You asked for Austin Reeves audio,
correct?
No.
That was the correct audio. That was correct audio.
Okay, well then let me play this one because that one's not clean.
Okay, it's all good. We want to make sure
we know enough of the story is that Nico was obsessed with Kobe.
Yeah.
And he had that relationship with Pelinka forever. And then somehow Pelinka convinced Nico that there was uncertainty on whether or not he'd like want to stay a Laker. And so a guy at probably his worst is the third or fourth best player in the world was traded after making what? 5 first team all NBA by 25, where Hall of Famers may not make it twice. And you know, it's one thing to trade him. It's the other thing to not build a market for that kind of asset.
Yeah.
And so this thing was, it was almost as if Nico thought Pelinka was doing him the favor by keeping it quiet.
Yeah.
When Palinka's probably in private moments going, I can't believe yeah. we're going to get this guy,
yeah.
but I'll tell him like, we've got to move fast when we, you know, don't shop him because I may get cold feet.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that came out about that was just, you know, it's an awful trade. It's the worst trade in the history of the league because of what Luka is at that age, not being disrespectful of AD.
For sure.
Okay. It's an age. It's an injury history thing. That's, I mean, these are real discussions. But to not build them, if you're going to do it, if you're sick of Luka's deal for whatever reason, then you have to build a market. And he didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And the Lakers just continue on this epic run of.
Your thoughts when you hear that, just kind of talking about that Pelinka was pretty much laughing at him. And kind of, obviously, he didn't talk to Pelinka, but just kind of what he thinks Pelinka's going through, like the fact that he thinks that Nico's getting the upper hand in this trade. And he's like, okay, we'll do it. If you don't want to shop him, if you will, and you want to just trade him directly to me and not let it get out, then we'll do that. And I think we heard the kind of sentiment around the league that people were, now we can see how time plays out and Cooper Flagg and AD and I get all that. I'm just talking about in the moment, the day the trade happened. Kind of the reaction around the world and kind of Pelinka's thoughts or Ryan Wasilla's thoughts on Pelinka's thoughts.
I mean, I think that's it's fair to say in if that was how this thing was meant to play out. But I mean, you guys already know how I feel about this. And you can call me tinfoil hat guy. You can call me whatever you want. There's a reason why they didn't build a market for this. There's a reason why the Lakers were the only team that they, you know, did this trade with. I mean, I understand a lot of crazy things had to happen, but a lot of crazy things did happen, and that's the part of this that is to me when you had to look. We'll never know, or maybe we will. Who knows about why this trade went down?
Well, let's hear from Austin Reeves, Luka's now teammate, and kind of the behind the scenes of what was happening on the bench when Luka returned to Dallas and dropped 45 on Nico Harrison's head. Hear what Mr. Reeves was saying in between the game and after.
We get in the locker room after the game. I'm sitting by Brian. We're just talking about bull. I was like, we're going to be.
Okay.
Well, never mind.
Wow. We got about 10 seconds into that, I guess. I guess we didn't listen to that audio before we played it.
Okay. We got we got Anthony Davis giving us some updates. Najee Marshall giving us some updates. We know that people have been talking about his weight. What do we think about the team?
You mean AD, the fat stud?
Fat stud. Khaki Kev, take it away with some new Mavs updates.
I feel good. I'm kind of almost going to every season. I put on so much weight in the summer. And then by the time. You know,
like November comes, he was like 255, 258. So you know, I never want to come in at my planned weight because then I lose weight during the season and I'm too small. So I try to go, because I lose about 10 to 12 pounds like very quickly during camp. I already lost 5 pounds. You know, it's like all the running and playing. So I'm never concerned about that. I feel great, moving great.
So your thoughts on AD coming into camp 15 pounds overweight and is going to play himself into shape?
I mean, I guess the first question would be, we'd have to go look back at other previous media days that he's been at. Mm-hmm. And see, you know, did he come in a little, has he been, I mean, is this the norm for him, mm-hmm. where he comes in a little bit overweight? And plays himself into shape, you know? And he's also, I mean, the guy's 33 years old.
It's just kind of crazy that we're allowing that, because the clip we played right before, who got traded for coming into camp out of shape.
I do think that this is relevant. I want to play this Theo Pinson audio because he kind of talks about it. But
hold on. Before you play that, though, real quick, two things. One, he's 33 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two, to Kevin's point, this audio he's about to play, the dude did just have eye surgery, mm-hmm. 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. All right. And then C, we've never questioned.
I don't know what your limitations are with an eye surgery, though. Well, are you not allowed to be on a treadmill? Can't be on a bike if you have eye surgery?
Well, this guy's about to break it down and explain why. But you can't be bebopping around. I mean, it's your eyeball, for God's sakes. And then C, I don't know that we've ever questioned AD's fitness. We've questioned his injury proneness, mm-hmm. but we've never questioned, wow, he just looks like he's out of shape. Mm-hmm. So I mean, to me, this is more about A, the Luka story. Well, you just called Luka fat last year, and now you're letting the guy that you traded for,
who's older and more injury prone,
be fat. Play your audio.
No. You can't do physical anything for like 2.5-3 weeks because you can't sweat, because everything.
Okay.
You're literally taking a laser to your eye. And I didn't even have what he had. I just got surgery to see better. He just got surgery to fucking see.
He got surgery to save his eye.
To save his eye. So this is a whole different ball game. I don't give a damn if I do get fat. I want to be able to see.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to gain weight because you literally can't do anything. You can't lift. You just can't sweat. So that's why he's getting into playing shape now. He'll be fine, and the Mavs will be fine.
I agree 1,000%.
Well, I agree 90%. I appreciate Theo sticking up for his boy, but I do think everything's just going to be fine. I'm still a little cautious. I'm not just jumping on the AD is going to dominate, and who cares he's a little overweight, and who cares he had eye surgery. Those two, both things add up to me to –
Oh, I'm still worried. I mean, look, whether he comes in at 270 or 250, I could care less what he comes in at. I'm still nervous about whether he's going to be healthy, yeah. 30 games into the season.
Rams are going for it.
It's fourth and one.
Well, you can kick a field goal and send it. This is going to be the game if you don't get it. This is over.
That's absolutely the game.
This is over if you don't get it.
Oh, they're at the 11. I didn't realize they were. Yeah. Okay, I just thought they were trying to get closer field goal range.
No, I'm like, this is the game.
They're trying to win the ball game.
They don't want another 40-40 tie like we saw Green Bay and Dallas
or
on Sunday.
Or are they? Uh-oh. Or are they going to go ahead and? Oh, wow.
Coming up on the other side, you got some trivia or something? Or
no.
Ask Q&A or something
we
like that?
We are going. It's the last day of the first quarter of your life, Blake Elliott. How's it feel? We'll find out next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You heard it here first. The 49ers are going to try to trade Brock Purdy, move off that contract, and stick to Mac Jones, who allegedly, depending upon who you believe, that's who they initially wanted, allegedly, way back when. Back in, what was that, 2025? Was that 2020, 2021?
It's Justin Fields' draft.
Where they, you know, they went up getting Trey Lance. We all know how that worked out. Mm-hmm. Former Dallas Cowboy great, Trey Lance. Mac Jones, great. 33 of 49. Like, we joked last night about who he had as wide receivers tonight. Mac Jones, 33 of 49, 342 yards passing, two touchdowns, sacked one time.
And it felt like he was hurt every other play,
I mean,
too.
He looked beat to hell tonight. I mean, he was walked off, puking on himself.
Dealing with the PCL.
I mean, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what Rappaport was saying.
Can we trust him? Rating 100.9.
This guy's balling, man. Mac Jones, Mac Daddy.
Is Christian McCaffrey washed? 877-881-1053.
He went crazy.
He scored like 30 points.
Yeah, he scored like 30 fantasy points.
Oh, I didn't see the receiving. 8 catches for 82 yards. I just saw the 22 carries for 57 yards on the ground.
Yeah, they were stacking the box. The Rams rock.
Christian McCaffrey, overvalued at this stage of his career, 877-81-1053. Wow. Tell me I'm wrong. Wow. Tell me I'm wrong.
Let me see how many hot takes I can get out in the final segment.
That's right. You know who called this, though, that McCaffrey would have a bounce back season?
Will Chambers.
His dad.
Will Chambers' dad?
No. McCaffrey. Remember his dad came on the show last year?
He did come on the show. How many Tolos remember that?
Let us know. 877-81-1053.
We had Ed freaking McCaffrey on.
And if you're a real ball knower, what did he offer to give us? 877-881, which I forgot to send him the address and just never got it.
I do remember what he...
We're about to get some Anta gear, though.
Are we?
Hey! Like, yeah. I need to text him back because I forgot. Hey, do I send... Because I'm going to have to send him... Hey, this is the... If you send it before November 5th, send it to this address. But if it's going to be after that, you need to send it to this address.
You're moving November 5th?
That week, yeah.
You didn't tell me this.
Well, you know now.
Where are you moving to?
No, fool. The station.
Oh.
I'm not going to have him send it to my house. I'm going to have him send it to the station.
Okay.
Because I want to open it up in front of everybody.
Can we send a... get some size 11s on those Anta boxes?
What's that?
Size 11?
Easy. We don't want to ask for too much yet. Let's get... we got to get a couple things in the hopper first before we start asking for too much. But he did offer to send us some clothes, too. Okay. Some apparel. That's why I'd ask you if you were a schmedium or not.
I'll rock it on the Dallas fan cam.
Blake, you're almost. Did Mama Kim ever text you back?
She did.
What time?
So Blake Elliott, that's me, was born at 6:03 p.m.
David Elliott.
6:03 p.m.
Wow. So she was in labor for like a day and a half.
I don't know that part. I don't know.
No, remember, because she said it was. You literally said earlier in the show.
She was headed to the hospital around this time. Right after the Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins at 3:05 game time,
look
Atlanta,
at you.
Georgia.
Look at you.
So Cowboys got a dub against
Washington.
You were
born in Hotlanta.
Born in Hotlanta.
Just outside Magic City, huh?
Yep.
I'm excited.
Piedmont Hospital.
Okay. So
6:03
p.m. tomorrow. All right. So,
that's really my birthday?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, officially when you were birthed.
Yeah.
Came out.
All those hours before are kind of.
It's just Mama Kim laboring.
Yeah.
Laboring. Let me get that epidural real quick. Okay. You know, you've been able to rent a car this year?
Have I?
Yeah. I mean, 25 is typically the two things that really hit at 25. One, you can rent a car.
I didn't do that.
Two, we didn't need to. Two, your car insurance goes down. Did that happen?
Sure. I don't know. I don't really check it. It's on auto pay.
Well, you may need to renegotiate.
I can do that? Do Absolutely. I have to? Do I
have
to?
Got, well, have you got any tickets?
No. Do I have
any
to?
Any accidents?
Zero. Do I, knock on wood, do I have to be the one that does that, or is it automatically do it by my age?
What, you think the insurance company's going to call you and say, hey, Blake?
I thought that's how it works. I have to renegotiate? I got to go into arbitration?
Yeah, you call them and say, look, either give me a new rate or I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah, you should constantly check different
Absolutely.
Quotes.
No, you let them. What, you think the insurance company's going to call you and say, you know what, Blake, you had such a good customer and you pay your bill every time every month on time. Here's some savings. No.
Why not?
No.
Why can't we have more people like that?
Well, they'll bring it up if you don't pay attention.
Yeah. Now, they let you know when you don't pay.
Yeah.
But for paying on time?
You get the notification. You missed your payment.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. So, biggest lesson you've learned through 25 years of life is?
And it goes back into what we started the show with.
Yeah.
Don't beg anybody to be in your life. And I mean that.
You do.
Friends, family,
yeah,
relationships. I'm probably younger than 90% of the people listening right now, but that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned is when I started chasing friends, family, and relationships, my life, my social, my head was not as healthy.
Is Greece the best trip you've been on in the first 25 years?
Yeah, I would say Greece is the best vacation I've been on. London comes in the two spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But London was with all my guy friends. Greece was my mom.
They're two different trips. Yeah. They're two different trips.
Completely different trips. London was how late can we stay up and how much tomfoolery can we get in the UK? Greece was like the sights.
Yeah,
and
you
the
were like
cultural.
Actually a tourist.
Yes.
You were doing real touristy type things.
There was not very much touristy going on in London. It was like we saw the hot spots.
No, debauchery
took some
pictures, was what was going on in
more
London.
More debauchery.
Yeah.
What can we get into?
I saw the pictures.
Where are you ladies going? Hey, fella. Hey, lady. You mind pouring a little water down my throat? What you got there? Is that a loon?
Let's see. Best stateside.
Ooh, that's a great question.
Experience you've had thus far in the first 25 years.
I think I have my answer, but I'm trying to make sure there's not something better.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give three, and you help me narrow it down.
I mean, look, I'm just playing along.
Florida.
Okay.
When I was at my kind of church retreat for 4 months, that was a really fun experience. I hated Florida, and I hated...
It's humid.
I hated the weather out there. But being out there with everyone and also...
How old were you?
22.
No, this is recent.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is when the 4 months started
the contest. Okay.
This is the contest start. But I went to I had free tickets to Universal every day. I could go whenever I wanted. So I went to Universal like once a week. So that was pretty fun.
That was fun.
I go to San Diego all the time, and that's probably my favorite vibe. Stateside.
San Diego's incredible.
San Diego, I've never had a bad time out there. The beaches, the vibes. And then, but
weather's amazing.
But probably the one spot, and that's what I'm saying. If you want to argue for the other, I'll hear you out. Is going to Breckenridge, Colorado, and going skiing with all my boys, and having hot cocoa and being down the slopes. I mean, there's really not very.
How many edibles do you think you ate when you were in Breckenridge?
There is a video on my Snapchat, friend, of us taking edibles at night. And you would have never you would have never thought someone could get that messed up. It looks like my eyeballs are in the back of my
Would you say that's the highest you've ever been?
Highest I've ever been. Because
what is it about Colorado weed that's different?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not a strain expert, but we were doing our, I mean, it's legal there. So we were smoking doobs out there, taking care of business. And then also like had a huge party, invited all these girls in a ski resort. And there's just so many edibles there. And I'm 20 at the time.
Okay.
Trying to show off.
How old can you, now, real quick, because they just changed a law here in Texas. You got to be 21 to buy THC now. What's the law in Colorado?
No idea. We had our friend's dad with us. They just bought us probably 5 bags worth of marijuana.
He said no.
He's the OG. He's an OG.
Best sports memory for through 25 years.
Ooh, that's a great question. When I was in 8th grade, I got an interception at Cowboys Stadium, the new one.
Okay.
Playing for Larry Brown. That was my coach with Cam. That was up there. That still sticks in the memory. Had a catch against Grapevine High School when I was at Colleyville. That it was a district game. The one my dad was in the crowd.
Okay.
So that was
Shout
nice.
Shout out to Dave. No bowling experiences.
And then probably my sophomore year of high school playing basketball with all my good friends. We played against DeSoto.
Yeah.
And that was probably the craziest crowd I'd ever seen. They're chanting, they're singing, and I had 7 steals in that game. And kind of was our little defensive stout that got us back in the game. So probably those 3 right
there.
It's
very Pat Beverly of you.
Yeah, very Pat Beverly.
Mama Kim.
That was funny.
Mama Kim notwithstanding. Most outside of Mama Kim, most impactful person in your life.
I feel like you can't pick a family member because it's kind of cheating picking a family member.
Well, you can do 1A, 1B.
I won't pick any.
I mean, we already know Mama Kim's at the top, so that's where, you know.
I mean, both my grandparents were super influential, but I'd probably have to give it to my boy Chris Maharaj.
Okay.
He was my youth pastor at UNT.
Okay.
And I was a very lost soul. Fake Christian, if you will.
Okay.
Not in a way, I just wasn't walking my faith.
Okay.
And when I got onto UNT's campus as an 18, 19-year-old, and all I wanted to do was party and do drugs and get with girls. And
I mean, I'm not even hearing this. My God. I feel dirty just hearing this.
Shout out to my boy Chris, Coley, and Skyler. They all recruited me to their flag football team.
Okay.
I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's play some sports, do some intramurals. And next thing you know, we grew a relationship, and they started inviting me to Bible studies, and I started buying in, started really getting into my word. And kind of made me the person I am today. And maybe would I have got there at some point? Possibly. But they were like very steadfast and pouring into me for years. Like,
yeah.
Even my whole freshman year, I wasn't like some super, like I wasn't really.
It happened the way it was supposed to.
I wasn't really still on top of my stuff. And it wasn't until the end of COVID. Like COVID ended. And that's when I really started getting in my word and stuff like that.
All right, we got about a minute to go.
Okay.
What's the one thing? I know you got a lot. I know you got a lot on your to-do list. What's the one thing you want to get done in the next year?
One thing I want to get done in the next year is when I walk into a room, people know who it is.
Mm. Would you say you have a face for content?
I would say I've got a body for content.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, the 25th birthday, or excuse me, the 26th birthday for Blake Elliott at Blake Livem. You want to Venmo him some, you know, extra cheddar cheese. Hopefully he'll take this girl out on a date. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. I mean,
I should tell her it's my birthday.
That's tough.
Right here,
that's tough.
Tomorrow.
That's
for
tough.
My birthday, can I get some cake?
Okay.
Look her dead in the eyes.
You know what? Okay, stop. As you walk up behind her. Can I get some cake for my birthday?
It's my birthday! Come on!
Shout out to Jeremy Affelt. Shout out to Ben Troop. Shout out to Grant Avsez. Shout out to Khaki Kev. What a phenomenal show tonight. We had a great time. Happy birthday, Blake. We'll be back tomorrow. Good night. God bless. Happy birthday, Blake. Let's just make it that much easier and just have a threesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.